Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Me on Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are discussing several topics, actually. There's a couple things we're going to talk about regarding a recent death of a woman here in Los Angeles area or from the Los Angeles area. I know you wanted to say something, too, Neil, about... We'll get to that later. And we're going to be also talking about intuition. But first, we're going to take some calls. We've got a lot of people in the queue this morning. So first, I want to invite our callers to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook. And for those who are listening and haven't decided to call in, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Everyone in the queue is getting a reading, so please hold your place in line. And I guess I will take our first caller here, Neil. 701, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are
you?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yep, now I can.
Okay, we can hardly hear you.
Oh, let me take it off speaker, maybe.
That's probably going to be much better.
Is that better?
That's better. Who's this?
Okay. My name is Laurel.
Laurel?
And I'm in North Dakota.
Okay. Hi, Laurel. Have we spoken with you before?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. So perhaps I will in the course of the conversation, or perhaps Neil will.
Okay.
What's going on today?
I'm just wondering about employment.
Employment.
My job.
Yeah. Okay. So, and let's get your birth date again, because we don't have
okay.
that hand.
September 28th, 1964.
1964. Yeah. 39, 12, 3. And Laura, when you called last time, did we talk about your job?
A little bit. Yep.
Okay. Are you, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, are you currently employed or unemployed?
I am employed.
You're employed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and your job is to ask about employment.
Your question, the job.
Your
question is to ask about employment. Are you wanting to change jobs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
To somewhere not so, as stressful.
Somewhere less stressful.
Laurel, I don't know how this fits in with you, but maybe you can help out, or maybe it's symbolic. It could be symbolic. I don't know. But I get like a social work. Or helping people, or a government thing. Now, maybe I'm all way off. It doesn't matter. But if I'm not, then maybe there's something to it, or maybe there's something related to it. But first of all, does your job have anything to do with helping people, or government, or city, or anything like that?
No, but I did apply for a job that is more like that.
Oh, okay. What did you apply for?
It's a city clerk.
Yeah.
So that's what it was.
Kind of
okay.
Illegal, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And what are you doing right now?
Insurance, crop insurance.
What? I'm sorry, what kind of insurance?
Cross.
Crop insurance, underwriter.
Crop insurance? What?
Yeah.
What'd
you say? Crop.
Craft? Like craft?
No, crop insurance, like
crop.
Things you grow, like wheat and corn and
Wow. So okay. Yeah, because you're in the Midwest.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
And how long have you been doing it?
Almost about 2.5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say 3,
okay.
Which is because of your master.
Yeah, you're about ending there. And you applied for city clerk?
Yeah. Yes.
And that's government, city, whatever, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's what we think you're going to be doing. You know, we may have to apply some luck and a little
and
bit of elbow grease or something. But there's no reason why we would be picking that up. And that's one of the jobs you apply for. And so
mm-hmm.
you're 64. What are you, 40? You're a little bit up there.
That's nice. I'm 50, yeah.
What?
54.
Yeah, 54. So I don't, a little bit of a challenge.
When did you apply for the job, Laurel?
It's been about 2 weeks, but I just got another email that there is another opening to apply, you know, to apply for, and that they are still looking at applications. So.
Okay. Well.
So maybe some follow up might be.
I don't know. Right now, let's go on the premise that you may be working there because psychically we picked it up, so that's a good sign. So we hit maybe a single. If you go and apply for the interview and they like you and you present yourself, maybe we hit a double. And maybe with a little bit of energy work and prayer, we might hit a home run. But we seem to be in the running right now, Laurel, for a psychic premise that we're on the right track. And if the worst comes to worst, what we're doing, and you don't get that job, by putting the energy over there, it ricochets to where you're going to be going, which we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, very cool.
Okay.
Appreciate
that.
Best
of luck.
Thank you.
We'll try to, you know, work a little magic on our end.
You know, and we like
wonderful.
Crops.
Thank you.
You know, Chris and I are vegetarians, so we like
yeah.
to know that the corn is being protected
yes.
and the beans.
Oh, and the rights, you know.
And the farmers
yeah.
that are helping us, you know, we
yes.
depend on
oh,
those.
Oh, for sure. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Well, thank
okay,
you so
well,
much.
Take
a great
care.
Easter.
Say hello to Hardy for us.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Laurel can follow us on Facebook. We'd love it if she did and hear
yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. Please do.
Lauren Hardy, I loved her. They were my favorite comedy team. So I'm so always, he disguises his voice so well now.
Very funny. Well, they always, I don't know, gave me a very, very strange, they kind of freak me out, Laurel and Hardy. I'm not
don't forget
them.
Your link to Oliver.
I
there
know.
Is a link.
Well, there is a story, but I don't know if,
We'll talk about that
another day. Okay. Gosh, we've got so many callers. 201. So everyone in the queue, I'm going to remind everyone that's in the queue and was not in the queue when I made this announcement. Everyone will get a reading that's currently in the queue, but please keep your place because that makes it easier to take calls in order. Hi, 201.
Hi, this is Gunjan.
Oh, hey, Gunjan.
Hi, Gunjan.
9/22/81. Am I remembering your birthday correctly?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. Hi, you're in Florida now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, weird.
They moved?
Yeah, they moved.
To Florida?
But we just talked about you last night,
We just
actually.
Talked about you yes, last night.
Oh, you did?
We
yeah.
did.
Strange.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on?
Nothing. I'm unemployed, and I wanted to see what you see coming up.
Are you planning on trying to go back to work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am currently looking for a job, but I'm not getting any. I'm sorry. What was that? Hello? 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 You're cutting
okay,
off.
Okay, so.
Yeah, if you're on a cell, I think it's your phone.
Okay, Gunjan.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm looking at two things. It's very weird. One is advertising, something to do with advertising, which I think you might have some talent in, and
yeah.
and so that's one. The other one is really weird, but I see a firearm, like a gun. I don't know yet what that means. Does anybody own a gun in your family?
No, but there's a shooting place over here nearby.
Oh, that's what I'm picking up. That's what I'm picking up. So, you know, Gungeon, what that means is I'm picking up that in terms of a geographical hit and then moving that sliding scale over to the possibility that you have an advertising job coming up. So there's a psychic link between the geography of picking up your location and then, if we're lucky, linking it to the advertising job.
But she's not going to be working at the firing range.
No, you're not working at the firing range. It's just pinpointing
validation.
That we got your location. So right now, aim towards advertising, no pun intended. And then from there, we might be able to hit a bullseye. No matter where that bullet goes, advertising, it might ricochet off to something else. But that's where you should put your aim right now in investigating the advertising firms.
Okay.
And
okay.
How do you like Florida? How, I mean, compared to where you were living previously?
It's always sunny here, so that's good.
Yeah, if you like that kind of weather, for sure. And are your is your family with you, your in-laws?
No, I am it's just me, my husband, and my kids.
Oh, wow. So that's a big adjustment for you. I mean, that's probably
yeah
a positive thing.
Yeah.
We've been very busy. Well, Kristen's been very busy making Indian recipes.
Oh, that's good.
So, and we just got some incense from India.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Okay, well, take care, Gungeon. Let us know how things progress for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I just lost I was a little panicked because my computer went black and I had that deathly spinning wheel, but I'm back here in business. All right, so our next caller is 347. Hi.
Hi.
Who's calling? What's your name?
Hi, this is Tanika.
Oh, hi.
Tanika.
And you're the one with the hospital job, correct?
It's an urgent care front desk.
Urgent care. But you were having difficulties with your coworker, right?
Yeah, that's what I was calling you guys back about.
Okay.
Because,
talk
that
really
was
loud, Tanika, because
okay,
it's hard to hear you. 9378.
Okay, the last time I
okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The last time I spoke to you guys, I was talking to you about the person that just got hired that is just been really difficult to work with, and the situation is still the same. She's very, like, volatile and kind of, like, negative. Her energy is just really bad. So I was just wondering if you guys saw any changes at all, like, for me or for her or with job-wise for me or anything.
Did you do any of the things that we talked about on the last show?
Yeah, the person that you guys were probably seeing was a D. The two managers that don't work there but come and visit there twice a week, their last names start with D. But
with
and
what?
They know about the situation. D?
D. Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember.
And they know.
They know?
The situation, yeah, they but she acts one way in front of them, and so they only see what they see. They haven't really changed it or said anything.
Okay.
So they weren't as effective as they might have been because they have no, they're just hearing hearsay, but they didn't take it any further than that. Well, that's a flaw on their part. They should have further investigated your, can we be heard?
Yeah, we can be heard. I just have another.
They should have further investigated the accusations or checked them out. And what you could say is, again, say to them, it's very frustrating because we only went so far with it, and I don't think we've completed the discovery of what I'm trying to convey to you two. So I think you need to do that. If you find, if you find your life so frustrating, you can always go to another job. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do yet. If she wasn't there, I think I asked you this last time, would your job feel secure? Do you like it?
I do like it, yes.
You see, because what's going on, Okay, so what's going on, Tanika, is this is probably a karma issue. Could be stemming from an old deep karma regarding maternal mother, blah, blah, blah.
It would be interesting to have a birth date. If you can get it the next time you call, it would be.
Oh, this person.
January.
Yeah. Did you have a trouble?
Do you have it?
January 10th.
Ugh, that's okay. And the year? Do you know it?
The year, I think she's 31 or 30.
Wow, that's, but, you know, she's got that 11 with a zero.
Well, 31 would be 2000, 80.
It'd be 87.
So 1987. 87.
And if it was 30, it'd be 1988. So 2, 12, and
27.
27, she's either a 27-9
or
a 28-10-1,
which
probably
might be a
28-10-1.
Probably,
exactly.
Yes.
That's
it's an issue of karma. You have an issue of karma with her. I would not leave yet. I would not.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recommend that you leave yet. You haven't figured out how to work this out. Did you have trouble with your mother growing up? Any kind of trouble?
My mother, she's always been very ambitious, and she's supportive of you if you're doing well in life and when you succeed. Other than that, it's like you don't really matter. I mean, I'm good friends with my mother, but I see her flaws, and she was always dismissive of my emotions too. Like,
okay,
so many
so
things.
There's a critical edge between you and your mother that's contingent and conditioned by success, failure, and she has this black and white issue about how she treats people, particularly her children. And she has a dismissive quality that's kind of abusive and whatnot. Okay, so we get that. So this woman's coming in, and she's on the line of maternal karma. And what you got to do is probably try to work something out. You know, if your father wasn't a good mediator between you and your mother, that's why these two men are not being good mediators. Was your father a good mediator between you and your mother?
They separated when I was younger, and I was always good friends with my father. He understood my emotions much more than my mom, but I always stuck by my mom. But my father and me are like best friends, and he's still around.
Yeah.
This woman, though,
yeah.
She's
okay.
More like...
Well, Kristen picked up that, you know, your parents were separated. And you're having a problem in the karma range of this energy, and it's going into your work. But if you keep running from these, I mean, you can leave if you're not happy, leave. But if you keep running from these things, you haven't resolved the karma.
So I understand her frustration, though,
yeah.
Because working with someone, I mean, I've had those experiences working with someone that doesn't pull their weight and is full of drama is really frustrating. And having to go into that workplace and have to face that person is extremely wearing. I get it.
If the higher ups aren't.
Go ahead, Tanika.
No, I was saying I don't want to leave. I was hoping that she would leave. Like, I'm a very positive person at the job, and she's very negative. She grumbles and complains a lot.
All right.
Yeah, I've been in the same
position. Do not leave. Do not leave is our suggestion. And working it out or overbearing negative energy with positive energy is probably going to be your best course. You could go to human resources. Don't leave. We don't recommend you leave. This is still a working situation that you have to work out. There's a karmic intensity to it. You're there. Remember that there must be something you're working out according to the universe and the energy fields that you're going through. So you don't want to run from this. You need to straighten it out. And that might take a little bit more brain power, a little bit more effort on your part, but do not try to escape it and think that you're settled. I mean, that's a choice you need to make, but we won't suggest
that. I mean, practically speaking, I mean, she's already dealt with the higher-ups, but perhaps there's something else that can be done, or, you know, we'll work on the energy for her.
Try befriending her. I mean, you can always try that.
I've been doing that. I've been acting fake at work so that I can tolerate working from 9 in the morning until 9 at night with her. That's the only thing I can do, but it's like, so exhausting. Because that's not really mean. I don't
listen,
always need reassurance, and she does.
Tanika,
so I was hoping
Tanika,
she would be leaving.
If she's not pulling her weight, she's going to be out anyways.
Yeah, she's. It will reveal itself.
Don't get so anxious about it. Relax. Easier said than done, but relax. She'll be out. She won't be able to slide through with all that nonsense of not working hard. We'll put out energy. Yeah. If she doesn't decide to work hard, that she's going to be exposed and kicked out of the, and, you know, she can go find another job.
Do you guys see her leaving anytime soon?
What'd she say?
She's wondering if we see her leaving anytime soon.
No, you're not. No, we just, no, you did like the job. Why should you leave?
No.
No,
the other person.
Oh, the other person?
He didn't understand.
Well, we're hoping she leaves within 6 months.
6 months?
Within
seems
six
like
months,
probably
okay?
Like 60 years to her, but,
well,
you know.
Don't worry. You're okay. Don't worry about it right now. We're going to try to make it that she leaves in 6 months. I don't know. We'll try to see what we can do. You know, it's in everybody's best interest. Maybe she's not happy there. I don't know. But you know, you're coming up to a certain zone in your life right now where changes are going to occur, but we don't think it's about moving away from the job at this point. So maybe she will leave and check. The thing you've got to look at in coming up real quick, we've got to get to other callers.
Yeah, we have to get to other
callers. Is somebody buying a new car. When somebody at your work talks about buying a new car, that's a little symbol that this woman may be leaving, even though she may not relate to the new car.
Someone just bought a new car.
Somebody did?
Her friend at her job just bought a new car. Her friend at the job who loves that she... Yes.
Okay, so now you got your hit, okay?
So she's probably going to be out of there sooner than later.
So now the universe just sent us this message. We gave it to you. Calm down. Somebody got a new car. That was psychic. We're expecting her to leave soon.
Okay. And we have to move on to other callers, Tanika. But
okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry to stress you out.
No. You didn't stress us out. You didn't stress us out at all.
You know, what are you talking
about?
You didn't stress us out.
You're the one who's stressed, but it's
no,
it's
we
okay.
Want you to be calm.
Exactly. So we're... You
we're
know.
Having a strong cup of coffee, so we're
yeah,
good.
I'm a little bit jangled this morning from coffee. I don't know why, and it's because
and
we're
coffee
trying...
now causes cancer. So.
We're trying to get through all the callers. I think that's why we have a little bit of
a we have a lot
rushed
of callers
tempo here.
And
okay.
Coffee causes cancer, so we're a little bit on what we're drinking.
Yes, our nerves are right about our impending death. Okay. Let me see. I'm having problems. 856. Is this Gwendolyn?
Oh, hey,
hello.
How are you?
Hi. There you are.
My call is breaking
for a while.
I know.
She's 39, 12, 3.
I'm sorry.
I can't remember all these birthdays.
1939. I can't hear it.
Can you hear you, Gwen?
I know. There's something wrong with my phone.
I obviously. What's new?
No, I'm moving things along. How are you both, by the way?
Huh?
My phone. Kristen, I'm going to call back if that's okay. I have to get a better
that's
connection
fine.
For some reason.
I'm going to take another call, and then we'll take you.
Awesome.
So we'll get you in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Phone issues. Okay, so we will now bring on 708. Then we have 609, which will either be
hello
next or after Gwendolyn. Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Barb.
Barb.
Correct.
Okay. Barb.
And
hi.
I would like to know if you can see me getting a job soon, and also a spiritual career expanding.
A spiritual career what? Expanding, you said? Okay.
Correct.
Barb, what is your birth date?
February 20th, 56.
56. Okay. 4, 14, and 11. She's a 25-7, right?
Yes.
And I wrote down, interesting, 8 and 7. So the 7 is your master number, and 8 is your alpha and omega, the 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Well, it would be the 2 and 6, that would become an 8.
Yeah, I wrote an 8 and 7. So I picked up her master number, 7.
Oh, 2 and 6, you're right. You're right.
And her alpha omega. Okay, so, and you are, how old are you? 44.
62.
62. That's your age, an 8. 6 and 2
yeah,
is an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're kind of in a transition here from karma to transcendence, 2-6.
Yeah.
So, Barb, what do you do currently?
Well, currently I'm doing some small work at home, you know, for some. But I really want to go into it.
Flower?
Yeah.
Are you built?
No,
flower.
Small. I said small. I'm doing administrative work for people. I can't hear you. What? Hello?
Hi, we are back. We had some technical problems, and we're going to bring you back on. Thank you, Barb, for calling back and sticking with us. We apologize. Are you there?
Yes. I'm here now. I don't know what happened.
Well, we had a toll problem, and we were knocked off, so we had to get back on, but we are here now, so hi.
And we were asking you what you did at home, kind of work.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of work do you do? We couldn't hear you when you told us earlier. So just tell us again what you do at home currently.
I'm doing administrative work, like paperwork for people.
Okay.
Okay.
And you want to do more spiritual?
I do. What I do want is I want a job that's got full-time benefits, but I also want to have a spiritual career on the side.
Spiritual career on the side, you do Reiki?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's part of what you want to be doing on the spiritual side.
Yes.
Okay,
that
so you want to do...
That and also in intuitive coaching.
Yes, reading side. Okay. I got that.
Well,
okay.
The idea, your master number suggests you're going to be doing that. And so... And especially at this age of 62, it starts, and that goes strong for quite a while. The a job with benefits. So I assume your administrative work at home is doesn't offer you benefits.
Correct.
So you want to do something there. Now let me ask you a question on the side. Have you ever known anyone who had a bird for a pet?
Yes.
And who is that person?
Well, I had one as a child.
Oh, it's you. Okay, that's
yeah.
What I want to know. I was hoping it was you. Because when you first came on the air, Barb, and you were talking, I cocked my head, and I felt like I was a bird listening to you. And so I thought, okay, that's a message that you at one point maybe had a bird, which you're confirming. So here's what we see. Real briefly, because we got other callers and we're going to
have
your question.
Okay.
You are going to expand in the spiritual work, and that's a matter of free will. That's in your free will zone of energy that you can do it. There's nothing going to block you. You'll be successful and have a nice life there doing that. And then the work with benefits is going to be a little bit more difficult. That's on the physical realm of life where you have a little bit of a problem.
So, you know, currently, there's Obamacare, and if you're self-employed, you can get benefits through that program. So, have you looked into that? Obviously, it's different than getting benefits at a job. You have to pay for them yourself, but it is possible. Have you looked into that?
I have, and it's quite expensive.
Hmm.
Really?
Well, you're
yeah.
not. you know, you're not eligible for Medicare until
Well, there's Medi-Cal or Medicaid. I don't know if in her state it's called Medicaid. But even if you're working as a self-employed person, if you make under a certain threshold of money, you can get Medicaid or Medi-Cal, depending on the state you live in. It's called different things, which would provide you benefits at least for medical.
Do you have any impending medical conditions right now?
Well, I have things that I want to get checked out. Yeah, that's the concern, correct.
Okay, I got it. So you could either, like Kristen suggested, find out about Medicaid through your district or your state. You at this age, trying to get a job where you're going to get benefits is going to be difficult unless you apply yourself to maybe an institution or a facility that helps older people. And what you could do is be a worker that goes and visits older people, and maybe you could slip in some energy work with them, but you're employed and they offer benefits and they take advantage of your age because you can relate to older people well. So we suggest that you try to see if there's any place where you could get a job where you are in alignment with older people and helping them on some level, and then you can get your benefits.
The only challenge is for her to do her spiritual work on the side is that usually a job with benefits will require full-time employment. So that's going to be little bit more tricky, but she might have to be working a lot.
You might, are you only taking care of yourself right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have kids, you're taking care of yourself. So you do your work at night or on the weekends, you know.
The other thing is that she's 62 years old, right? But she will be coming up on a change next year. She's 63. It'll be her ninth cycle of her master number. So you're currently at the end of the eighth cycle of seven. That's
56.
Yeah.
But this is a complicated problem. It's not. Don't make it complicated. You know. Do you mind working with older people, as our suggestion is?
I don't even mind. In fact, I could even work with younger people. I have. I think a lot more energy than a lot of people that are my age.
Well, that's fine
a
too.
Lot.
See, if you can find if you can find a place that helps younger people in trouble. You know, and they hire you there, or you older people can use your energy. It doesn't matter.
What's your background in employment? Just real quick, Bart, before we move on to the next caller.
Finance.
What else have you done?
It's finance.
Finance.
Well, you don't have any counseling, except if you say that you are, you spent your life counseling people, and you're very good at it. Then say that.
On the side, even though it hasn't been formally applied.
Then say that. You're just tired of doing finance. You want to connect to people. That's your desire. You have a lot of experience there. You have a lot of resources and a lot of enthusiasm. And just say that and present yourself to any potential employer that where you could be involved with working with people. You can get that job and then do your spiritual work. It's not a hard solution. Well, then do it. Don't complicate it by trying to think how hard it is. Just go ahead and do it. We think you'll be successful.
Okay, Barb, and keep in touch with us. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook, which is actually probably the better place if you're going to choose one. And we'll work on the energy for you and definitely keep us posted about how things progress, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Gwendolyn?
Gwendolyn's next, and that's our last caller, so we're going to take her and then maybe get a little bit into our chat here. We dropped a couple, but really one from the technical problem. The other person just dropped on his or her own. Okay, so Gwendolyn, you're on the air.
How are you guys? Better, right?
Good. It's really that's tough better. With that connection.
Is it on your end?
You're breaking up so bad that it's hard to do a reading.
I'll tell you.
You're breaking up.
So you know what she can do? Gwendolyn, email me your question and call back and listen to the answer. I mean, we can do that. We don't normally do that, but since you're having such problems, if you send me a message on Facebook,
and we'll try to address your question in the last 20 minutes
if
or
you're,
so.
If you're talking in a receiver and you're moving, you have to keep very still.
Yeah, but that I don't think that's the problem.
Really?
No, it's because of some kind of interference,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
That's not her. I don't think she can control it. She's not even talking right now. She dropped. Okay, so so let's chat for a minute.
All right.
So what do you want to cover first?
Well, first of all, this tragic event with that happened in its public, so it's we're not giving away any secrets, but a woman who came out here from where was it?
Macedonia.
Macedonia. Why don't you explain what?
So what happened was she went missing and they suspected the boyfriend. They both took acting class. She was an actress. She was here to act. So they both went to the same acting school together. They apparently had a relationship. And what happened was she'd been missing. They questioned him. No results. And then what I hear is that the guy was actually engaged to somebody else. And he and the fiance were going out of state. But in that process, what ended up was a police chase with this guy.
So they had an argument, apparently.
Well, the couple, the missing woman and the had an argument. And he said, we had an argument, and he dropped her off at her apartment.
Well, he dropped her off on the road.
Oh, on the road, and she supposedly went back to her apartment. I don't know all the details. Maybe you should be telling the details.
No, it just dropped her off, I think, on the road.
So he said that was the last time he saw her. But anyway, fast forward, they end up chasing him, and he shoots himself in the head and dies.
And
right?
I don't know the details as to how they found the shallow grave
in Arizona.
Where she was ultimately
right?
buried.
It was like in Arizona.
Yeah.
And
she had a blunt trauma to her head. She had a trauma to her head by some kind of blunt instrument or something. And they're accusing him of being he's right now under suspicion of murder. So why are we bringing this up? Because, are we on the air?
I think so.
Because in the energy of their life.
Which I was
Chris
trying
I,
to look up, again, the exact dates.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's our theory that 29, you know, forget about the 11. I mean, any number can be positive. So we're not, there's no conflict about that. But there's a particular situation going on with the number 11.
A darker zone that can occur more prevalently with 29, 38, 11, any multiple of 11.
More 29 equals 11 than anything, or just a sheer 11.
11.
People consider that to be a master number.
I mean, we consider master numbers to be just a reduced single-digit number. But they call a master number 11 as if it was like some elevated
number.
Yeah,
we don't believe that. Anyways, what the 2911, this is about over 4 years of research on my part. This is a negative energy, and we're talking about this at length in our book as well. But they both had an
11.
Had 11.
So
and
29. So her birth date, I don't remember the exact birth date, but she's a 29/11 too, and he was born 6/29. So her karmic number was his day of birth.
And this amounted to what we believe was part of the
dark
code
karma that they were
the
fulfilling.
Darker code that hit them and caused this horrible incident to occur.
Which probably would have been unavoidable. I mean, it was probably unavoidable.
Maybe. I mean, it could have been karmically, you know, there was no way about it. It could have been karma, and that's the way it ends up. Now, what we're looking at, and again, can somebody have a 29, 11, 2, or just an 11 in their birth date and be fine? Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't, you know, overburden us with texts and emails that says, oh, well, you know, I'm an 11, I've got a 29, and I'm fine. Of course you are. It isn't, the study isn't about, it's all not all inclusive of that those numbers are negative. We're only suggesting that when things go bad, really bad, there's usually a 29 or an 11 in the zone of that. Those who have 29 or 11s can have a wonderful life.
Things can go, well, and things can go really bad, and people don't have a 29 or 11.
Yeah,
I mean,
too.
So
which kind of messes up the theory that, you know, we're trying to be inclusive of that number.
But zeros can also be problematic. But, I mean, you can have a birth date absent of any of that and have, you know, negative.
Our suggestion is that there's something weird about the code of that number that can oftentimes lead to darkness. There's something in the energy of that number. I've spent over 40 years trying to investigate it and figure it out and have done tens of thousands of studies on it in terms of people and dark events and things that have happened. So I think there's something to it. And again, this was one of the more recent incidences of it. So that's one thing. You know, the number 29 in numerology, the number 11 in numerology, has a certain dark controversy that is not easily explained away.
Yeah, and those who are talking about 11's 11 code being, you know, twin soul code, bullshit.
Well,
it's not true.
The one factor, it significantly in visual presentation, one colon one, the one-to-one factor does suggest a sense of a union. That comes to two, which is, of course, the union of two people via one. So one each. So there is something behind that. We're not saying that 11s can have a beautiful structure to them.
Right, but as far as that being a signifier of a twin soul or whatever twin flame relationship, as people say, that's not. I mean, maybe that can occur in it. I don't know. I mean, I really wouldn't.
Well,
the twin soul union
vocabulary regarding twin souls is a lot more complex
than one code.
Twin souls is a whole different category of analysis, and even if it is true, there is a general negation that has to really be considered
on both go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, because the category of soulmates can assume the atmosphere of a twin soul phenomena
in terms of the feelings, in terms of the, you know, the occurrences, everything.
Yeah, the
twin souls is completely
two emotions
different
coming together that have a similar viable and sound connection can still amount to a soulmate. That a soulmate is basically just the souls have mated before. The souls have been engaged before. And sometimes it's negative, sometimes it's positive, but that's what a soulmate is. A twin soul is a different energy. You don't usually say twin soul. You say soulmates, but you don't go twin soulmates. There seems to be a distinction between the two. And when we get into Gemini and things like that and the reflection of energy and the mirroring of energy, we get into a whole concept. Even when Stephen Hawking, who just recently died, was investigating at the time of his death the concept of parallel universes, which is another reflection of energy in time and space, not to mention his theory about black holes and the energy at the parameter of the black hole and the light and things like that and the birth of the universe. But he also inclined to believe that there is a phenomena such as parallel universes, which takes us to the assumption that, well, if there's parallel universes, why can't there be parallel personas, parallel people, parallel soulmates? That gets into a whole intriguing topic of what the twin soul phenomena may or may not be. Our suggestion is that at 29, we come into the world with karma, and sometimes souls meet, and the souls that are meeting are in a continuum level of analysis regarding what happened in the past life. Why are they both coming back? Why are they both meeting? And why, in some cases, has it come to a dire end? Well, our suggestion is that there's something in the code that might suggest the conclusion of a relationship ending in a very, very negative, with very, very negative consequences. And there's something in that code, because even when you look at the code 2-9, you get an 11 or 2, but you also get a 7 in the energy. So that means that on a spiritual level, there may be something dark going on in that regard. Maybe. But that's part of the phenomena of that number.
Are we revealing a little too much?
No, we're not revealing anything. In terms of the number system of a person's energy, in terms of how we look at one another, not just through the concept of an emotional discussion or a personality discussion, but what are the true codes that exist between any two people? And analyzing that can become somewhat of a creative process, as much as it can be more of an academic or something that is regarding a pure analysis of numbers translated to narrations.
Okay, so I'm multitasking here. I'm sorry if I kind of dropped out for a minute, but I was trying to check to see if Gwendolyn emailed, and she did not. So that is one thing we don't have to do. So
the other thing.
So the other thing, yeah, we do. We have about 15 minutes, I think.
Well, the other
no,
thing
it's about 10 minutes.
Is that Russia just launched a missile, and they capped it with the name Satan II. Roman numeral 2, the window or the door to the very book of Revelation, which has in the content of that book by St. John, the divine aspects of Armageddon. Our interest in this field regards the current events leading into the definition of Armageddon, meaning the war that ends all wars, the nuclear war, where the book of Revelation even describes in descriptive detail very strange objects of people being in strange machines and fire coming and all that kind of thing, and the destruction of the waters, the nature, the people, a third of the population, everything like that. There's a very nuclear buildup now. Everyone is preparing. You don't arms to have a picnic. There's an intention that everyone has a sense of isolation. Everyone is here for themselves, even though there's a communication between nations and countries. But that happened in World War II too. There were all kinds of communications and connections prior to the outburst of the war and the invasion of Poland and the Pearl Harbor and things like that. So it doesn't matter if there's communication. There's a nuclear buildup. And everyone is thinking about the finger on the button, even in gestures, you know, dramatic gestures. You know, I have a bigger button than you. I have a bigger arsenal than you. It doesn't matter. We if arsenals can destroy the world 10 times over, it doesn't really matter who has a bigger what or who has a better defense. We're getting closer to conversation that Revelation may be opening up its pages.
So interestingly enough, I've been kind of looking in groups online and seeing what people say, because, you know, there are many that believe that we are moving toward creating a new earth and rising out of a time where karma has been involved. We're, you know, changing from a third dimensional world to a fifth dimensional world, and that what happened in Revelation is just essentially an allegory for, you know, an energetic shift, and that Revelation itself, the events described, such as the plagues and the war and the deaths, essentially are just are not on a physical level going to happen. So it's interesting because many people in the metaphysical community reject the traditional interpretation of Revelation, what it means.
Well, there is, you know, St. John the Divine did go on a trip. I mean, he did probably hallucinate, and he did speak
probably
in terms of being in the spirit, in the astral
because
realm.
Because of third eye activation.
But
rather than
the language is still very much grounded as a position of earthly dimension.
Right.
And so
which is what we believe, I might add.
Yeah.
Not that it's just this energetic shift into nirvana here.
Yeah. And there are those who say, well, we're already in the new world. We're already in the rebirth of the planet. What? Are you crazy with what's going on? We're in the rebirth of the planet? or we're about to be in the rebirth punch. We're about to be in the declaration of World War III is what we're about to encounter here. We don't know when. There's predictions that when Israel was made a nation in 1948, that generation would not pass.
How many before, years before, after?
About 70 years, it's determined. Was a pretty sound estimation of a generation. So 70 years henceforth from 1948, which is pretty much within a 5 to 10 year range of this happening. So we're looking very closely. Now, people are worried. People are worried, and we have a president now in office who he's a sheriff. He does what he needs to do, and he's a little bit. No one can keep up with him, and people are a little bit leery. The ambassadors, the legitimate ambassadors to different countries, have all left. So we're devising a team in Washington that is centered around the consciousness of President Trump, and they are his men. Whether that's good or bad, because we're not saying that Trump is all evil. He's a defender of certain nations and seems to be doing some going on. And it's becoming quite intense. And even within the quarters of Washington, not everything is being said that is occurring in the mindset of legitimate politicians. So, and we're looking at this as a world level communication between nations, that everyone seems to have their missiles. And now with the launching of Satan 2, why is he calling it Satan 2? You know, I mean, that's ripe for Armageddon. Satan doesn't appear but in the Bible. There are other aspects of his personage in other literatures, even in the Persian literature and Muslim. I mean, we have different aspects of the characteristics of Satan and different names and synonyms for him. This was called Satan 2.
And I have not read the article you just told me before the radio show. Was it something you watched on television?
It was well, and then in the news, a former ambassador picketing to Russia is very disturbed over this, and so it's coming from legitimate sources that we are in an era right now of much concern. Personally, I've been studying the Book of Revelation diligently since 1973 or 74, head in that book almost every day of my life, deciphering what it means, going to the astral realm, conversing with angels and spirits, investigating it in terms of its deep lineage of conversation, that many books have been written about Revelation. So Elaine Pagels, I think, wrote a book on it too. The aspect of what are we heading towards? What's going on? And all of these nations are to meet in an area of Armageddon, of a place a place that seems to be located somewhere within on the map within the Middle East. So now we're getting closer. And as much as we enjoy doing the radio shows and helping people out with their problems,
we're building a bomb shelter and plan to cease all activities.
Yeah, we've done that. Even wrote a book about that. Actually, we can't. It's not. We've got to figure out that even as we devote our time to doing single readings, that there's a world picture going on.
Yeah, for sure.
And
we've got about 3 minutes.
We've got to be poised as being ignorant.
Well, 2 minutes, probably. Posed as being ignorant.
Posed as being ignorant.
Ignorantly poised.
You know, we're not a political platform, and we don't really invest our time on these shows to examine the conditions of the world. But still, when it comes to such a degree
of generally dropped in romance.
There is something to be said about how we all are alive during this time, and we're all going to be experiencing,
right,
I believe, something of dramatic impact regarding the situation in the world as it stands today.
Yeah, and what that means to each individual on a physical and, you know, spiritual level. I mean, really, really, it's an important time to start evaluating your spiritual life, I think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think those who isolate themselves, there was this individual that I read about who isolated them. So he isolated himself in, I think, Ohio, and he's very rich, and he's going to leave. He's no longer reads the paper. He said that when President Trump went into office, he stopped reading the paper, and he doesn't read anything. He just establishes his life in Ohio on this beautiful farm, and what he's going to leave to humanity is this community around the lake that he wants to give to people and let them live there and kind of like a Walden Pond. I don't know if that's the answer, to put your head in the sand because you no longer.
Obviously, I was joking about our bomb shelter.
Yeah. Well, even in that book, he emerges from the bomb shelter and finds a world of destruction that he has to deal with. But the idea that everyone who listens to our show, please keep aware of world events. Don't get so involved in your personal life that you lose perspective as to what is happening on the planet and how we must all take an active part in whatever our best interests are, whatever our personal interests are, that we take an active part in participating on a world level for the betterment of the planet so that we don't become extinct. And then somebody else doesn't observe us like we are observing Mars and saying, well, billions of years ago, there were oceans there. So we want to make sure that we preserve our planet and that we all participate in the process of being aware.
Okay, and we are out of time. So please do, yes, participate. Also, want to wish everybody a happy Easter and Passover. Those holidays are coming up this weekend. So have a safe and joyous holiday, everyone, and we will see you on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much.